Now joined by the head coach of the Trenton Wrestling Bulldogs and Charlie Bacon. I have information from two of the last three events that the Bulldogs were in. Last Thursday's wrestling quad starts season at Cameron, and last night's wrestling triangular at Gallatin. There was also the Marceline tournament on Saturday. It certainly looks like, coaches, I'm looking at the way that the season started. You're pretty pleased against Cameron and then not as pleased with the results the last two meets. It looks like you have a lot of good quality matches that are either going one way or the other way. They're pretty close, and the kids are trying to find ways to get victories in some of these close matches. Sometimes they are, and then last night it sounds like they struggled in some close matches.
Yeah, they did. You know, it was the when we came out Thursday night against Cameron, all just across the board, we looked really good. We were doing things right. We were controlling the matches that we wrestled, and really just implementing what we drill every day in practice. And then, you know, we go to the Marceline tournament on Saturday and had a really rough day. And some of that was due to just the level of competition there. There were some really tough brackets, but we didn't help ourselves out any in that situation. I don't know if we were overwhelmed or what the case was. And then last night we kind of continued that with Gallatin. We forgot about doing the basics and taking care of the simple things. And don't get me wrong, Gallatin is a good team, but we certainly made them look a lot better than they are.
That was my impression, is that Gallatin probably beats Trenton more often than not, but it shouldn't be 69-6.
Definitely not. Now, there were about three or four matches in both duels, actually, that, you know, we lost due to fatal mistakes, making huge, costly mistakes where instead of maybe giving up 1 point, we go to our back and we get pinned. So, again, it all falls back to just the basics and finding out what works for each kid as far as technique and having to go to takedown. We struggled to get off bottom. And that was, an escape is huge. And that's something we did Thursday night in Cameron. All of our kids, I think every one of our kids got an escape, at least one escape Thursday. But then last night, I would hate to count the number of escapes that we got.
So we know this in sports, that if you're confident in your abilities, you're going to perform better than maybe if your confidence has been shaken. It sounds like the confidence was shaken a little bit by the level of competition down at Marceline. Did you see a carryover from that into last night, Coach?
Definitely so. Yeah, some of our kids wrestled, kids that they'd wrestled at the Marceline tournament, and specifically my freshmen, Caden Owen and Tyler Seamer are both good wrestlers with a lot of kids wrestling experience, and they got into that meat grinder in Marceline. And Caden wrestles a state champion from the year prior to this, and same way with Seamer. And it was kind of that deer in the headlights look after those matches, and then that seemed to carry on through Thursday or last night.
There was another Raines-Whitney matchup last night at 220. And every time they wrestle, it seems like points are at a premium. And it was 3-0 last night. What was the difference between Grady and Jaden?
I'd say probably strength was a big factor. One of the biggest thing is Grady does a really good job of controlling the tie on his feet. And he shuts down Jaden's offense. Jaden's, he loves to go out and score points and get the takedowns. And Grady kind of shut that down. And then on top, Grady, he wrote us out in the second period. So we didn't get our escape point from that. And Jaden's a competitor. He's actually our 195 pounder, but he wanted to get a good match because he knows those are hard to come by. So we bumped him up to 220 so him and Grady could wrestle.
I'm seeing huge improvements in early results, Coach, from your heavyweight. Jarvis Collis has had a pretty good week.
Jarvis Collis has had a real good week. He went out and got two wins in Cameron, both by 10, and then last night he made one fatal mistake in the South Harrison duel, but then he came back and got the win against the Gallatin kid. But, you know, and there's several kids like that. Bryce Gibler was a kid who came out Thursday night in Cameron and just looked, if I had a video from last year to this year, it would be almost unrecognizable because he just looks more aggressive. And last night he didn't have the same success, but he did get some takedowns. He did get some escapes and just looked a lot better.
Against South Harrison, and that was a very competitive duel. And obviously there's some forfeits and some points going both ways on that end. But 33-30 was a much more competitive duel than against Gallatin. It indicates to me, and I know Gallatin's probably a little bit more stout than South Harrison, but did you feel like you wrestled a lot better against South Harrison?
Not really. No, I felt like we pretty well wrestled exactly the same and just not very good last night. You know, there was same thing to South Harrison. We had some really close matches that about everything that could have went wrong in those matches did end up going wrong. And those are just mistakes that we've got to fix in the practice room and being aware of where we're at on the mat and being aware of the score of the match and how much time we've got left in the match. Just little things like that, our match awareness.
And it looked like the most struggles against South Harrison were in that about 120 to about 170-pound weight class. Those middleweights really struggled.
They did, yeah. And, you know, I've got – those are where my freshest kids are. Dakota Wendt, he wrestled 145 for us, and he gave it everything that he had. He's been on the wrestling mat for a total of a month. And same way with my 113-pounder, Thomas Lovell, he's had a total of five wrestling matches in his entire life. So that's to be expected from those kids. But yeah, once we kind of got the ball rolling in the middleweights up to Jaden in that duel.
Well, let's kind of look at the future here because we don't have a lot to look at future-wise because you have an eight-day break now after last night. But the thing that's, even though you didn't wrestle to your capabilities certainly on Saturday and then again last night, once you get to that GRC tournament in January, you're going to be wrestling the same kids, a lot of them, that you saw last night.
Yeah, we will. And we'll see these kids, you know, even at the big tournament that we go to on the, the 15th or, the 14th and the 15th, which is our two-day tournament. I mean, before that Christmas break, we're going to see some of those very same kids again, and we've got to fix our mistakes or the same thing's just going to repeat itself.
And I'm looking at things, too, saying, okay, if I'm in your shoes where you had a pretty good opening night, things not as good Saturday, and then and you have things to work on coming off last night, but now you don't wrestle until you go to Lathrop next Thursday, and you have all of this knowledge that you can bring into the wrestling room and work on with the kids. Now, they get better by on-the-mat competition and actually being in matches, but there's a lot that you can bring into practice the next week plus that could make this team a lot better going to Lathrop on the 13th.
Oh, that's exactly right. You know, opposed to the beginning of the season before we've competed, you don't really have a good gauge on where we're at and what we need to work on. And now after Saturday and after last night, I've got a whole notebook full of things that we need to improve on and we need to point out the importance of. And this break is really a blessing because we can get in the practice room and hammer those things out. And I would say probably biggest thing is get some confidence back in some of our kids, because that's another huge factor. And you could just see last night the confidence was drained out of some of my younger kids, and without that confidence, it doesn't matter what technique you have.
Yeah, you can almost see that. You can almost see that question mark at times when you just kind of look at the kids in the eyes, where they're not quite sure.
It's written all over their face when they walk off the mat, or maybe even before they go onto the mat and shake hands with their opponent. So that's probably the biggest thing that we need to get back.
Next Thursday, we'll talk about this next week, obviously. The Bulldogs go to Lathrop. We didn't talk about that. Lathrop, Plattsburgh, Marceline will be the opponents there. how the girls looked here, the three that you have in the program over the last week, Coach, as they get their feet wet in varsity wrestling.
Oh, the girls are really looking good. You know, they came in as just completely blank slates, no wrestling experience, and they've drilled hard. They've practiced right alongside of us, and they've listened to everything that that Coach O'Neill and myself have implemented, and they're really doing good. Teresa came out, and she got the first pin in program history, you know, and that's huge. And she locked up a cradle, which is kind of an advanced move, really, for a first-year kid. Libby went out and did the same thing. And then you've got Ann Airy, who placed, she was our first medalist. She got second in the Marceline tournament, and then that's actually the only matches she's gotten so far, which was at that tournament. But they've really looked good.
Head coach of the Trenton Bulldog wrestling team, Charlie Bacon. Coach, have good practices. I know you get him into the wrestling room and you know, work on getting better. And we'll talk to you about that Lathrop duel and your tournament coming up next week.
Sounds good, Tom. Thank you.